happy where you work. That's a much more important thing than most everybody.
Right, right. So how do you show appreciation to your employees? Or how do they feel like they're valued in your organization?
Well, you know, we do a lot of weekly meetings, basically like shift lineups.
Okay.
And, you know, I think one of the things that employees value as well is education, as weird as that sounds. You know, if you have a wine brand come in and you're trying different wines and you're putting effort into making them better, I think they appreciate that a lot. So we do a lot with that, you know, where we have different people come in, and whether that's, you know, our meat vendor coming in and explaining what the difference between a culotte steak and a hanger steak is and why grass-fed is different than no hormones, no antibodies. And so we do a lot of that. And we, you know, I work with them, and, you know, we do stuff. We take them to baseball games. We, you know, we try to do a lot of stuff with our employees to create more of that family atmosphere, you know, that everybody knows us. We're, as far as the owners go, we're very much on hand, like I said, so we're around. You know, I know who just broke up with who and all that, which I don't necessarily care about, but it does factor into, you know, wait a minute, why is so-and-so having a bad day, you know, or what's going on, you know, like, and we do care, you know, whether that's one of our bartenders doing a tough mutter competition in the restaurant, supports them by a donation just to show that we do care about them and what they're doing, you know, like those kind of things, you know, it's, you know, we put a couple people through sommelier classes because they wanted to, not because I didn't care, and they asked, and we said, sure, you know, that's good for me, it's good for you. So that's how we kind of do those kind of things.
Right. That's amazing. That's really amazing. So they must be feeling that there is a path for them to grow over here in with you, you know, that you invest in their education.
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's one of our issues is because we're not that large. I mean, we're just with the two restaurants. You know, there's a point when, you know, you have to say, you know, especially I would say more with our cooks in the back of the house. I mean, a lot of, like, my front of house staff, they're professional waiters. That's what they want to do. Most of them have other interests in life that being a server allows them to pursue. You know, just that lifestyle of a waiter is different than, you know, normal, I guess, 9-to-5 person. But more with the back of house, we definitely hit a point with a lot of staff where you're kind of like, guys, and we'll make introductions, but, you know, you've hit as far as you can go with us. So your next step has to be out. And my business partner, who's also the chef, you know, the head chef of everything, he's very good at, you know, when somebody hits that plateau of saying it's time, let's look. And he'll make, you know, he knows tons of other chefs, and he'll make introductions and see. But, you know, there's a point when you have to look at somebody and say, you got to move on from us too. You know, that we don't have the next step for you. So for you to keep growing, you got to get out from sauce and go do other things. So, you know.
You're right. So what's the biggest challenge you face in your business today with the restaurants?